I want to ride my... This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture. My name is Kylie Walczak with Pedaling the Pueblo, and today I'm joined by Ross Evans, founder of Extra Cycle, the long-tail cargo bike company, and Liz Canning, director of The Motherlode, a crowdsourced cargo bike documentary that's coming to Tucson on Saturday, October 12th. So welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ross, I'm really curious to have you tell us how this movie is connected to Tucson.
To me, Tucson, at its heart, is a town that supports a bicycling lifestyle and a culture. Now, I mean, and the way I know is because my parents took me to preschool in a trailer. I had a lot of experiences early in life with bicycles in Tucson. So being born there, you know, all of 18 years, only, you know, moved to the Bay Area to go to school, stayed out here in California. But I would just say the spirit of Tucson is sort of the DNA of my interest in bikes and cargo bikes.
And Liz, this documentary is very much about your story. Why this story now?
I think a lot of new parents feel suddenly, you know, like you're consuming 10 times as much as you were, and you're thinking a lot more about the planet that we're going to leave behind. You're that much more aware of the direction the culture's going. And also, I think parenting is, well, maybe especially if you have twins, is isolating. There were all those things rolling around in my head. Meanwhile, I had been up to that point able to balance really creative documentary work with more lucrative commercial work. And then somehow I was so exhausted, all I could do was the stupid commercial work. And so I was very creatively frustrated. All these things kind of came together. And then when I discovered the community and how much energy there was there and how they were, you know, constantly talking about and posting videos about their experiences with cargo bikes, that all convinced me that this was something that needed to, a story that needed to be told. And then there was the electric assist motor, which convinced me that it wasn't going to be a story that was only for, you know, hardcore cyclists.
Yeah.
But it could go big. Yeah.
That part is really exciting. We recently added on an electric assist to our Extra Cycle Edge Runner, and holy cow. Everybody asks us about it every day. It's Liz, how old are your kids now?
They are 11 and a half. They just started middle school.
Tell me more about your experience with cycling before motherhood.
Well, I never really learned to drive. I wasn't really interested in driving. And I started bike racing and commuting from Marin to San Francisco for, I don't know, I guess I was racing and commuting for 8 years or 5 years or something like that. And then, so I was completely used to getting around on a bike all the time. And then I had twins, and then I was driving and kind of miserable about it.
All the reviews I'm reading are like, this movie will make you count your pennies and figure out how you can get that electric bike by the end of it. What's your advice for people who are so inspired after seeing this documentary that they want to make this life change? What can they do?
There's a chapter in the movie that talks about the idea that bike shop more and more will be and should be offering low or no interest financing for a purchase like this, which doesn't change the price of the bike, but makes it a lot easier. As the woman, as Karen Wiener says in the film, you know, nobody buys a car outright.
I started out trying to make bikes for Nicaraguan campesinos, you know, people with literally, I mean, a living on a dollar a day. So to be at this other end, I mean, it's like, it's almost contradictory. What I would just say is I fully appreciate the challenges that people have financially. And yet what I found is in every part of the world I've ever been to, when people wanted something badly enough, they would find a way to get it. And I think that's really where we're at right now, is that we're working, Liz's film is a huge part of that. Like, my work for years has been, how do we make this so sexy and fun and appealing and desirable that people will do what it takes? In other words, give up some of the things that they don't really need, but they kind of assume that they have to have in order to make that trade for the things that truly feed them and things that they really want. And I've had a lot of experience of people getting inspired and just be like, I don't know how I can do this. And then finding a way to do it. And then looking back from the other side saying, I can't believe I ever contemplated not doing this. So money is just part of it. Honestly, I think for many people, like, what we'll find is money is just a nice excuse. But really the challenge is, how do I change my life?
So I've definitely had some people react like, you know, cargo bikes are a vehicle for the privileged and they're a luxury and they're a toy and that whole thing. The thing is, if you want something safe and reliable that you're going to ride every day, I mean, people don't question that you're going to have to spend money to get a safe, reliable car.
Mm-hmm.
We just all assume that. As much as it is like getting used to the fact that these bikes cost more, it's just thinking of them as a pragmatic way to get around. And if you want it to work well, you're going to have to spend some money on it. And ultimately, it will save you money in many, many ways. But it's that shift to, like, this is a vehicle, you know, a tool.
And I can add that having been in the bike industry has largely done a disservice to people thinking about bicycles for transportation, because it's so embedded in the idea that bicycles are for recreation and sport. Therefore, you need to also buy the $1,000 kit to be able to ride a bike, or the shoes or whatever. And what we're saying is, no, this is not required that, but people get the two kind of mixed up, right? Because the message has been so hammered for so long, it's hard for people to see, to Liz's point, to create a high quality vehicle replacement that is safe and fun and one that you're going to want to use and not kind of end up in a landfill after a short period of time. It turns out you have to invest in that. And that's true for everything in our lives, but it's a lot of new layers for people to take in. And the easy one to hook onto is price. And it becomes divisive. And unfortunately, because it's really kind of the red herring, it's often the distraction from actually, what's it worth to you? You know, that's often the question that I would ask.
The film Motherlode will be available for a free screening at the Children's Museum in downtown Tucson's North Lawn on Saturday, October 12th, 6 p.m. And we're encouraging everybody in town that has a cargo bike to show up for a cargo bike roundup.
Cool.
It'll be a great time. Thank you very much, and thanks for your time.
All right, absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Support for Pedaling the Pueblo and KXCI is provided by Cycling Advocates of Southern Arizona, promoting safer cycling on Arizona's roads and pathways by networking with government agencies, cycling groups, and organizations. More information on Facebook at Cycling Advocates of Southern Arizona.